Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Ai, kotoi mai ki tera wa otte wiki. Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, tato.
Kia ora.
Geneva, hello.
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, pretty good weekend. I don't know why, but it just seems like, you know, winter doesn't exist.
No, it does, but it doesn't. But at least we've had the shortest day now.
I know, yeah. I actually really love winter solstice.
Yeah,
I put all my negativity in the fire.
Oh, that's cool. Mm. Yeah, everyone should do that.
Yeah, hard. We did an effigy of Trump.
Oh, great. Yeah. Perfect timing, too. Well, we're gonna spice things up with a bit of electro disco this morning. And we're going to take a look at the fourth studio album from French electronic duo Daft Punk. Random Access Memories is the album, and it's turning 5 years old. So this is probably one of the youngest albums we've had so far this year. Little puppy.
Yeah.
So just a bit of background about Daft Punk. Of course, they formed in Paris in 1993. And of course, they're made up of Guy-Manuel de Homem-Christo and Thomas Bangalter.
They're French.
They are French, if you didn't know that. And they actually met at secondary school in the 80s and became friends there. They started recording demos together before deciding to form a duo and make music. They were actually initially part of an indie rock band called Darlin, and a Daft Punk formed when that band disbanded. The two wanted to experiment more with synths and drum machines, and this new venture pretty much allowed them to do that. And in the early 90s, they developed a reputation playing live around Europe and the United States, putting out their music, playing a lot of raves and dance kind of scenes and clubs and that kind of thing, before releasing their debut album in 1997, which was called Homework, which spawned the big, big hit, which everyone knows around the world.
It's really catchy.
Yeah. And that was that. Their career took off after that, and for the next 15 years they pretty much came to dominate electronic music and French house music, selling millions of records. Everyone knows their big hits.
They know their hits, but not their faces.
Exactly, because they wear masks.
Yeah,
or helmets.
I love that. Yeah. I love it. They could just be walking around being normie and normal.
Exactly. You could be in France one day and you walk past
one
of these guys.
You could be in French.
You could be in French even, yeah. Funny that. So the album itself, the sessions began pretty much after their last tour in 2007, and they would record on and off for the next 5 years developing this album. And immediately they decided to change things up on this album. They decided to use session players, which they hadn't really done before. So all the instruments were performed live in the studio, and they kind of got rid of the drum machines and the kind of electronic instruments, and instead brought in people like Nile Rodgers from Chic and Giorgio Moroder, of course, who was famous for producing all the great Donna Summer disco hits from back in the day, and also Julian Casablancas and Pharrell, people like that feature on this record. And with this change of direction came a change of sound, and the duo going down this kind of 70s disco route, which will become very clear to you when we play these tracks. And I guess it really helps when you have people like Nile Rodgers and Giorgio Moroder on your record, because they are the kings of disco music, basically. So so that was the biggest departure for them musically in their career so far. Remembering, of course, their last album was 8 years before this, so it was a long time between albums, and clearly they wanted to come back with something different and surprising, so they did just that. So we're going to start with the opening track from the record, and the fifth single from the record. This is called Give Life Back to Music, and this one features Nile Rodgers on guitar. And you'll hear very, very straight away his distinct rhythm guitar playing, which is so distinctive to disco and funk music. And it also sees Daft Punk singing with a vocoder, which is quite common on this record as well. And I think Giorgio Moroder had a lot of influence in getting them to use the vocoder on this record. So enjoy.
Thank you.
What a groovy tune.
Funky.
You know, it kind of reminds me of that part of the movie where they do like a montage of like working out and like high-fiving and stuff.
Yeah.
So I got that real good times feel about it.
Yeah. Just love that distinct guitar sound from Nile Rodgers. He's one of those guitar players who you know it's him instantly when you hear him play. He's got that funky lick going on. Alrighty. The next track we're going to play is track number 5 and the 4th single, and it's called Instant Crush. And this features Strokes frontman Julian Casablancas on vocals and guitar. And it's probably Julian Casablancas like you've never heard him before, because he's singing with a vocoder here. It sounds very, very different. And this track was quite popular at the time and very well received, so much that it made Rolling Stone magazine's top 100 songs of 2013.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Julian Casablancas is so hot.
I'm not afraid to
Kia ora, yes. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to cut to a short little baby ad break, and then we're going to come back with more to do with Daft Punk.
From Paris.
We're looking at random access memories from 2013. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Kamasi Washington's new double album, Heaven and Earth, is out now. More than 2.5 hours of new music from the spiritual jazz luminary. Kamasi Washington, Heaven and Earth, out now on double CD, delicious 4LP vinyl and digital.
Whether you're building, doing a reno, or just an odd job, you want to get it done ASAP, as snappy as possible. Which is why Snappy takes the hassle out of hardware by getting trusted brands to you in as little as 2 hours at prices you'll want to snap up. And we're open 24/7. So if you want to make it snappy, make it snappy. Order your hardware and supplies hassle-free at snappy.co.nz. Snappy. Find it, get it, do it.
New Zealand, land of pioneers.
Kate Shepherd, that Timaru bloke that invented planes. Rutherford split the atom.
And every morning, we're the first country to wake up, see the sunshine, and need a bloody coffee. For that, we've got Derek Townsend, Caffeine's Edmund Hillary, bringing New Zealand the Cafe Society with DKD in the 80s, visionary inventor of the flat white, and since 1997, he's been roasting New Zealand's best coffee. Carajo's Coffee Company, coffee with a conscience. Carajo's.co.nz.
Questions are all around us.
Why do you yawn when other people yawn?
Learn.
Why am I going bald?
Learn.
What is the Matrix?
Learn.
Is BFM still relevant?
Learn.
Where'd I put my keys?
Here.
Magnets, how do they work?
Learn.
Find out all the answers with Ready, Steady, Learn. Every Tuesday morning with a guest expert from the University of Auckland. Ready, Steady, Learn. 9:40 every Tuesday on 95BFM Breakfast.
Kia ora, everyone. Welcome back to Anniversary Albums. This is Daft Punk's... Sorry, I forgot the name. Random Access Memories.
Yeah.
And yes, tell us more about this next track.
We're going to play track number 11, which is called Fragments of Time. And this one features Todd Edwards on vocals. And it has kind of got a laid-back West Coast soft rock vibe to it. Very kind of the style which they were trying to aim for on this record. So, yeah, see what you think. It's pretty groovy.
Pretty groovy.
Oh, that's not it.
What? Lucius... Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. I had it in the wrong order. Give me a second. Sorry.
Abort mission.
No, don't abort it. Just here.
There we go.
I've never seen living the gold in the silver. 17 and it's crystal clear that I don't ever want it to end. If I had my way, I would never leave. Keep building these random memories, turning our days into melodies. But since I can't stay, I'll just keep playing back these fragments of time. Everywhere I go, these moments will shine. I'll just keep playing back these fragments of time. Everywhere I go, these moments will shine.
Very nice, very nice. Very cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So.
Yes.
How was the album received?
How was this album received, well, Sim?
Very, very well. The album, yeah, came out, and the risk of changing their sound dramatically paid off for them. I mean, the album went to number one in over 20 countries, including New Zealand. It sold over 300,000 copies in its first week. And has gone on to become their most commercially successful album. Critics were very impressed with the record. Some called it their best album. Others loved the ambitious nature of the record. And many publications placed it as one of the best albums of 2013. The album then also went on to win the Album of the Year at the 2014 Grammy Awards. And they also won 5 Grammys in total for this record. So all up, as you can see, very highly successful comeback for them after a long time out of the spotlight. And this move to a kind of disco, or new disco, as some people call it, type sound paid off for them. Risk and ambition were rewarded. As for them and their career since then, they've yet to release another record. There was no tour to accompany this record. And they've continued to produce and feature on other people's singles and stuff. But we still have to wait and see what happens next for them musically if they release another album. They're very, very quiet. They don't kind of release things, I guess, quickly. They're kind of slow in their release schedule.
Yes.
And they don't tour. I mean, I think they've only ever toured twice in their whole career of 20-odd years.
Well, I mean, they don't really have to. They've just got...
They're very mysterious people.
A shower of money at all times.
You could probably go to a rave somewhere and one of these guys could be DJing. You'd never know.
You could probably just jump in an Uber and there'll be a Daft Punk there.
Or they could be your Uber driver, yeah.
They could be on the roof, like Santa.
True, true.
Or not on the roof, in the chimney.
Very much so. Anyway... we're going to finish with track 6 and the second single from the album. It's called Lose Yourself to Dance with the fantastic...
Lose Yourself to Dance!
There you go. I didn't know you were on the song, Geneva.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, this is my song.
It features the wonderful Pharrell on vocals and, again, our mate Nile Rodgers on guitar. And, again, very strong, funky, disco-y feel to it. Got yeah. that Nile Rodgers trademark guitar lick going on.
Well, yes, thank you very great much song. Again. And see you next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Sweet
ass. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Oh, yeah.
Get it on.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.